Page 18.
We have done all these recommendations on 7 point. I mean, on page 17, the only part is conclusion. The conclusion, having considered the budget vote and the annual performance plan of the Department of Public Enterprise, the committee recommends that the House passes the budget. Honorable Shabala.
Thank you, Chair. I would move that we adopt the report as a true reflection of the committee deliberations and engagement. Thanks, Chair.
Mm-hmm. Any second now? Honorable Mazaone, second.
No.
Oh, okay.
Chair, I'd just like to put on record that the DA reserves its rights in this regard.
Okay. Honorable. Okay, thank you. We leave it there. We have to go to the second, fourth point, consideration adoption of the draft minutes. What you have with you, Honorable Dlamini, who was present on the minutes of the second. It's not captured there. Therefore, we would like to also include her there. The minutes, I think, on page one, just the attendance, including parliamentary staff, support, and then opening remarks. On page two, election of the chairperson, consideration and adoption of the committee program, and that's all. Is it a true reflection of what? Okay, thank you. Thank you, honorable members. Oh, I have to sign. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. We're done. And then the second set of the minutes of the third Wednesday, July 2019. Everybody is reflected there as per the meeting. Including committee members and the delegation, the parliamentary staff, support staff. Page two, opening remarks, political overview by the deputy minister, presentation on the annual performance plan, discussions. We go to page three, still continuation of the discussion. At the tail and all. Shabalala?
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. Four point eight.
The department was urged to work with other government departments to speedily resolve the SCOM debt owed by municipalities and other customers, particularly the residents of Soweto. They need to encourage customers who afford to pay for electricity.
Yes, as it says, who afford to pay electricity. So I think in the discussion, what we were trying to put across, and perhaps Honorable Mazuni can attest, is that we're trying to say that there needs to be proper monetary mechanism from ESCOM on the services they also render. If you could remember, there was a discussion about their own prepaid and how it shortchanges the residents. I think we need to capture it somewhat. But furthermore, our recommendations are also saying that they need to, ESCOM needs to come to the part in terms of engaging those residents as well. So it must just not be limited to say people who owe must just pay.
Mm-hmm.
We must also be able to factor the inefficiencies within ESCOM itself. So we should also be seen as trying to give some sort of a balance between these two, the residents and the ESCOM itself. And there was also an issue about ESCOM and fixing up its substations as well. It must come to the party. The department even did agree that they need to fix up those substations so that it's not punitive to the residents itself. Second point, 4.10. It says, a concern was raised that there is no transparency regarding the loans that have been secured by state-owned companies. Oh, sorry, it's 4.9 that I went to raise. My apologies. The department was applauded for the interventions. However, the committee urged the department never to allow what had happened in the past administration to repeat. I need guidance. I don't understand what has happened in the past. That must not be repeated in the statement.
State kept.
But it can't be left to us wanting and thinking, what is this part
okay.
that has happened? So if whoever, the content advisor can just advise on the 4.9, what did they mean so that we understand the thing.
Okay. Azone?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm incredibly pedantic when it comes to minutes because we've had instances where these minutes come back and we use them tremendously.
Mm.
And Chair, the language in these minutes make it impossible to actually understand the true content. For example, in 4.8, the last sentence reads, there is a need to encourage customers who afford to pay electricity.
Mm.
What does that mean?
Yes.
It should read, there is a need to encourage and support customers who can afford to pay for electricity to do so.
Yes.
So that's one example. 4.9, the line says, the department was applauded for the intervention, however, the committee urged the department never to allow what happened in the past administration to repeat. That line doesn't make sense. The English is completely incorrect.
Yeah.
In 4.11, qualified professionals of SOCs were pushed out, have not been persuaded to come back to help rebuild the company. It's completely incorrect English, Chair. So we need to have a look at whoever's writing these minutes. If they need a little bit of assistance in the English correction, we must be happy to do so. But the way it reads now, it means nothing, it remains, it's a meaningless minute.
Okay.
Okay. I agree with Honorable Mazumi. Hence, I've asked that the content advisor to speak to this point, because so that we understand context, then we help the crafting thereof. If they can do that, you can allow them and give them opportunity.
Content advisor?
I can assist also.
Okay.
I can assist. 4.11, a concern was raised that all the experienced and highly qualified professionals of SOCs who were pushed out, maybe I can use a different word there, have not been pursued to come back and help rebuild the companies. I think the point was that the many people that had been, who were experienced professionals within state-owned companies, they were pushed out. And they have not been pursued to come back and rebuild. That was the essence. Maybe we can change the English again.
Okay.
Chair, if you'll allow me. Chair, we understand completely because we were in the meeting.
Mm.
The point is, if you're an outsider reading this minute, the English is of such a nature,
you will need somebody to clarify.
Never pursue someone.
Yeah, no, you're right. And that person won't be there to clarify.
You pursue someone with whom you have an attraction.
Yeah.
That's it. You encourage a professional to rejoin the committee. So it's English is a very nuanced, difficult language, and I'm completely aware and very sympathetic to the fact that English is not everyone's mother language.
Mm.
And that's why I always offer my help in this regard, because the nuances in English, I mean, to say that we would pursue someone to come back would be quite inappropriate in actual fact.
No, you've got a point there. Okay.
Chairperson, welcome all the comments. I
will look into it and then
let us help you. You see, the advantage of us being here, we don't have like that of time. There's a program, there's a schedule, we need to adopt the minutes. We have EPCs throughout next week. We don't want to leave things hanging because our report and the minutes must speak to each other. In fact, the minutes are the first thing that the report came after. The result of the discussion gave us this document. So if you don't, the method we're supposed to start with the minutes before. So I want to just to give bring members to the report when we're doing APP. And this statement, Honorable Manzoni, was that it came from the backlog, and I remember you made a comment that during the state of capture we lost critical skills since people went there and they never came back to the department. I think it was somewhere in that context. So perhaps I think she's correct when Honorable Manzoni says we need to encourage. And that's where it kills it. You leave this pushing out of people, and a concern was raised that all experienced and highly qualified professionals of the SOCs who were not lost, you can't be lost in a professional environment. You know, I don't know, but we can't push them out, we can't get lost. Perhaps, and there's also another way we make it, rather, we are citing in the report that we are recommending that the department must get skills, highly qualified and all of that. So I feel that we need to put it in that type of a context, that we need to attract back the professionals in the SOCs, something like that. We need to encourage them to help rebuild the companies. And you leave the issues of bargaining councils where people decide voluntarily that I leave, then you want to encourage them to come back. Perhaps what we could say is that we want the SOCs to be recruitive and attractive to highly skilled professionals to join in the company and help rebuild it. I hope I make sense.
Can you read now with the amendments at the end?
4.9 is the one that the members of the firm was. The department was applauded for the intervention. However, the committee as the department never to allow acts of corruption and malfeasance that had happened in the past administration to repeat. Mm-hmm. We'll just add that part so that it makes more sense. To repeat itself, yeah. And then the second one, it was a concern was raised that there is no transparency regarding the loans that has been secured by state-owned enterprises. We will rephrase it to say a concern was raised that there is no transparency regarding the loans that state-owned enterprises have entered into with private financial institutions for the state-owned enterprises. And then I can further say that will hamper the committee. We can even leave it there, or I can say it will hamper oversight for the committee to be able to oversee what companies do. And then the third one, I think you have just spoken to Mr. Chabalala. A concern was raised that all experienced and highly qualified professionals of SOC have been...
We can replace it to say that
the word lost is always in my mind.
No, you started wrong about that concern. That's the issue.
Okay, can you come?
I think this is where some of the skills were lost due to people protecting what they were doing. So some were left SOC. So what was the concern was raised of loss of expertise in SOCs, and the committee recommended that there should be emphasis on attraction and retention of highly experienced. I think also the issue of recruiting.
You see, what you are doing now, which is totally impossible. You are trying to rewrite these minutes. You are not helping to rephrase. Because I thought people will come with a rephrasing of a sentence. I don't think we will be rewriting the minutes. Otherwise,
yeah,
it must not be a long speech. You just give, put it in, rephrase. Yeah.
Let's help you present. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, thanks, Chief. I think I'm in agreement. 4.9, how you've couched it and rephrase it, and 4.10, and you leave it at it have entered into. I think that you've rephrased it properly. 4.11. The matter of fact, the more you spoke, content advisor, you made me very edgy. And I will submit. I mean, the minute you start to go and become a spook, I don't know what is a spook in English. Do you know, Mandun? What is a spook in English?
No.
No, I'm just kidding. So I will move that chapter 4.11 we delete, because we don't want to go to a way we're saying a concern was raised that we lost people, because then we are wishy-washy. The fact of it, how we lost people and how people were lost, it, for us, we don't have tangible evidence that it's as a result of them going to attest, whether the commission or not, or so forth. Only a person will know why they will leave the entity. We can only assume part of the reasons. I'm just saying, even when we get more intense with the SOCs and we get into discussions, to be able to ascertain the after effects of that. So I'm just saying, Chair, I will really submit that we delete that paragraph thing.
Mm. What is the other suggestion? Are we agreeing? I'm reluctant to agree, but if you feel...
Chair, you see, when you adopt minutes, this is always the conundrum one finds himself in, is you it has to reflect what was said in the meeting.
Yeah.
And it has to be an accurate reflection of what was said in the meeting. So because something is phrased incorrectly in the minutes, doesn't mean it wasn't said. In actual fact, it was spoken about that essential skills had been lost through a process of people being forcibly removed or set aside because they were gaining too much information regarding state capture. And I realize that the staff are in a very difficult predicament because they don't want to be seen as being anyway politically aligned to a particular point of view when it comes to state capture. But if that is what the committee said, which is what this committee said, it's what we said to the Public Enterprises Board that was there, then it has to reflect in the minutes as what was part of the conversation. So the way it's written here is incoherent. It doesn't accurately reflect what the discussion was. But Chair, you are quite right in that you cannot remove it simply because the way it is now stated is incorrect. It has to be corrected to be a reflection of what the discussion in the committee was. Because what could happen is someone could request the Hansard or the recording, watch it, and then they could come back and question you, Chairperson, which has happened, as to why you chose to omit a section of the conversation that was held in committee. And that we don't want, because then you will be unwittingly committing a type of parliamentary fraud, because at the end of the day, you sign these minutes off as being a correct reflection. It's our job as a committee to assist and protect you as chairperson and make sure that they are the reflection of what was actually said. So what we need to do, and with the greatest deal of respect to our staff, is to buckle down, take correct minutes during the meeting, not ad lib as we see fit, but to show exactly what the members said as a correct reflection of what was said in the meeting. Regardless, Chairperson, you might say the sky is green, and I might say the sky is red. The staff have got an obligation to say the Chairperson told Honourable Mazzoni the sky was green and she argued that it was red. That is the level of detail that has to be correct. Because when you sign off that minute, if the staff say the Chairperson and Honourable Mazzoni had a difference in opinion regarding the colour of the sky, it means nothing to the general public. So the minutes have to be a correct reflection, otherwise it reflects badly on this committee. Because people will come back and say, but this doesn't make sense, and then you approved minutes of something that didn't make sense, so it means your committee made no sense.
That's why I want Honourable Members rephrasing, or perhaps, people must try to rephrase this in its proper context. Yeah. Honourable Mkwanazi, can you help us there?
Trying to help myself to remember, but when I remember correctly, both Honorable Shabalala and Manzozi, they're correct, the discussion was there. But for me, I think 4.9 and 4.11, it was the same discussion. So if we can just correct and phrase 4.9 to say, never allow the act of corruption. Out of that act of corruption, the department or the SO is lost most excellent and highly qualified professionals. Because that debate was there. That debate was there. I think if we can combine the two points, we are in the correct
body. You're not helping me. I want, because we agreed about that. We all agree on that one.
Okay.
All what is let's do it.
Okay.
A person who's coming must say, instead of this, let's reformulate this sentence in this way, so that we are in the same way of length. Yeah.
I was trying to say that straight.
Yes, please.
4.9, the department was up.
I thought we're done with 4.9.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying, Chair.
You're still uncomfortable.
Can I be protected from you? Because my point is, 4.9 and 4.11 is the same discussion.
Okay.
So it must not be separated.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to do is to make one point, one sentence, from 4.9 and 4.11, from the discussion of which I'm agreeing from both Honorable Mazzani. Can I call it?
Mazzone.
Oh,
don't you put it around.
And Honorable Shabalala. So in doing so, I said the department was uploaded for the intervention, whatever the committee argued, the department never allowed the act of corruption that happened before, because out of that was lost an experienced and highly qualified professionals of SOEs who were pushed out out, and we have to encourage them to come back to help to rebuild the companies.
Have you written that down?
No.
Can you write it down and you give it to the secretary to read?
I can.
I have to read.
But I still maintain my point that 4.9 and 4.11 can be done in one point.
Yeah. The secretary?
I think Mr. Kwanas is trying to say that that 4.9, we must just try and see if we cannot include this 4.11 as an extension of that. That the department has applauded for the intervention, however, the committee as the department never to allow acts of corruption and malfeasance to repeat itself. Ne? Secondly, the committee noted that during that period, many skills and expertise were lost, and those professionals should be encouraged to come back and join the entity to rebuild it. I think the essence of what the members want, I think I've captured it now. Yeah, so.
But you are still speaking from your head. You're not written it there. I'm looking what you are.
No, yeah, because remember the. I know what is the members want. Yeah, I know what the members want.
Are we agreeing with this formulation?
Yeah.
Honorable Kumede, with this formulation.
I must say at times. I used to call what we are discussing now as part of semantics, because you know we are done with 4.9. Let's leave it like that as corrected. The one that we were a bit worried about because of, I think it's just the phrasing, right? And getting the very apt ways or sentences that may capture the word that in fact was more, a little bit sensitive, was the pushed, right? So if we can get rid of that push, I think there is some way where Honorable Mazzoni phrased it correctly. I thought that was captured, you know, in a sense. But if we can just phrase it and leave out the pushed and the way of re-attracting those professionals to come back, then in fact we would have done justice to 4.11.1.1.
Shabala?
Thanks. A concern was raised that all experienced and highly qualified professionals of the SAEs, a concern was raised that all the experienced and highly qualified professionals of the SOCs, that we lost. Just that I wanted to come to where Honorable Mazzoni was. I like how she started. Because she says essential skills were lost, that most of the experienced and highly qualified professionals of the OSOCs left the establishment. Therefore, we encourage that they should be pursued to come back and help rebuild the company. I end there.
Pursue was the concern.
Honorable members, the only words that we didn't see we didn't agree with here, it was the pushed out, and then we put lost instead, and then persuaded to come back we use encouraged. Can we stick to that?
Yeah.
Let's go. Then let's go to page 4.
Okay.
These are the reaction of the department to issues raised by the committee. Conclusion, the committee thanked the department for the presentation and resolved that the department should forward the report on the audit findings to the committee as soon as it has been released. The committee committed to support the department and state-owned companies to ensure that they become incorruptible, profitable and efficient. The meeting adjourned. Are we together?
Yes.
Thank you. I can put my signature when you want.
After
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will adjourn then later.
Where is the agenda now? The way forward and closure. I think
we adopt
the minutes, okay? With amendments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With amendments.
Thank you. Honorable Kumed, supported by Honorable Shabala. Thank you, Honorable members.
Regarding next week.
Can you come in?
Yeah. The program for next week, there's a communique that came from the House Chairperson. For next week there's going to be plenary starting from 10 o'clock, and they will want to encourage especially members who attend plenaries. So they asked us that if you don't have an urgent matter, you must reapply to seat, because we're going to have an induction next week for our committee, an in-house induction. So we're going to do an application to the House Chair and the Chief Whip to see if they can allow our committee to still have an induction, or whether they will say that we must go to the EPCs that will be sitting on that day. Usually they look at the cluster. If it's APCs that are sitting there within our cluster, then they will say no, public enterprise can't sit on that Wednesday because transport will be having an EPC or economic development or trade and industry. So we will just take a chance.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Thanks, Chair. I thought he was looking at the Parliament program for Secretary would have advised us in the EPC for sitting on that day and which time. But I think he's correct. We leave it to him. We'll get the notice. And if, Chair, indeed we are not in a position to have a committee meeting, I don't see a problem. Thanks, Chair.
Good. Are we all in agreement? Thank you, Honourable Members. The meeting is adjourned.
Chair.
Oh, sorry.
Is the meeting adjourned?
Yes, ma'am.
Now that the meeting is adjourned, and this is unofficial, today is my wedding anniversary,
wow.
And in my culture, we share chocolate or anything sweet.